Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is After Jesus Triumphed on the Cross, He Gave Good Gifts to Men. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus gave us good gifts. What kind of gifts did he give us? Many gifts. Each one of us have a different gift from the Holy Ghost, this Holy Spirit. And we're in Ephesians chapter 4. We're reading the Bible in 1 year. And I'm excited to have you join us. More people are joining us every day reading the Word of God. And I'm so excited to be part of this vision. Why? Because the Bible says when we lack wisdom, we will not get a victory. The people who don't have a vision perish. We need a victory. And the victory comes in using the sword of God. What is the sword of God? The Bible. The same way that Jesus conquered when he was out in the desert and Satan came to attack him, what did he do? He didn't get a sword, a metal sword. He used the word of God to triumph over Satan. And since that day, Jesus has triumphed over the world. Why? Because he used the word of God. Three times Satan tempted him. And he was tempted. He was human. He was hungry. He did need things. But he put that all aside because he knew he was on a mission. He had the vision and he used the word of God to come against the enemy. Why? Because the word of God is from God. Just because it's written down, it doesn't mean it doesn't have power. The very words of God create things. When God spoke, when Jesus spoke the word of God, not their own words, the word of God, there is power in the word of God. Why? Because we're not speaking our own words. We are speaking words that came from the Word of God, and we're speaking it to somebody. We're not speaking it into the air. But although God did do that, he spoke into the air, and the world was created. But if God can do that with his word, how much more he is able to do for us with his word, if we speak it. I like Kenneth Copeland's wife, how she wrote this little book about in order to hold your healing, you need to speak the word of God over your body in spite of how we feel or what the doctors say or what the tests come out to or what our feelings are. God's word is the truth, and it will accomplish everything. The word of God says that the word of God that goes out will accomplish everything that it sets out to do. Amen. We're reading Ephesians chapter 4. It says, we are all parts of one body. How many bodies? How many churches is in the world now? How many denominations are there? But he said, in Ephesians, we are all part of one body. We have the same spirit. What spirit? The Holy Ghost. God, Jesus left, and he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be with you and in you. Well, did God keep his word? Yes, he did. People are able to hear the Holy Ghost speaking. The Holy Ghost can speak to our heart, can bring to our memories, remembrance, and he has power. The same power that Jesus had, the Holy Spirit moved. The Holy Spirit moves. The Holy Spirit is actively involved in our lives every day. Do we know that? Do we call upon the Lord and listen to the Holy Ghost and allow him to lead us and guide us like Paul did? Paul was blind. He couldn't go by himself. He didn't know where he was going. The Holy Spirit led him to where he told him what to do and led him to go where he needed to go. Amen. For us, there is only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we all have the same God and Father who is over us all and in us all and living through every part of us. Why did Jesus say that? Why did Paul say that? Why is that in the Word of God? Because it's the truth. We have many denominations. That's not God's word. But we only have one Lord, one faith. What is the faith? Not faith in any human being or any statue or horoscope. They're talking about one faith in our God who created the sun, who came to the earth and conquered over, triumphed over every demonic force and over everything in the earth. He completed God's will, and now he is giving good gifts to men. And where is he? He's sitting now. The Bible says after he did this work, after he completed the mission, after he triumphed, after he got the victory over Satan, after he got resurrected, hallelujah, every single word of God came to pass to Jesus. And then he turned around and gave those gifts to us. What are we doing with it? Are we sitting in our house watching TV and doing what we want to do? Or are we out there preaching the word of God? Are we compelling people to come into the house of God? Are we reaching down to the people who need that help to come to the light? Nobody's going to do it. We have to do that, even if we're not a pastor. We need to speak out of our mouth the faith that we have in our heart. And as we trust in the Holy Ghost, trust in Jesus, trust in God, the same one who came down is the one who went back up, and that he might fulfill all the things everywhere with himself, from the very lowest to the very highest. Notice that it says that he returned to heaven. Where is Jesus now? He's in heaven. The psalmist tells us about this, for he says that when Christ returned triumphantly to heaven, and after his resurrection, and after his victory over Satan, he gave generous gifts to men. Notice that he said he returned to heaven. Jesus is not walking on this earth right now. He's waiting for that day to come back to redeem us, to fulfill the last part of the Bible, the book of Revelation, from chapter 19. In the middle of chapter 19, the Bible says the sky opened up. And Jesus came on the white horse. And behind him was all the angels and all the people that were up there coming back to the earth to do what? To live here for 1,000 years, to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to receive his inheritance that he was promised, that he would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus fulfilled every piece of the Word of God. The Bible says not even one tit or tattle will disappear from the Word of God. And anybody who tries to take those words out of the Bible says you're going to be cursed. Don't do that. Don't change the Word of God. Speak the Word of God, and you will get victory. Victory over your situations. Victory over sickness. Victory over healing, over prosperity, over every part of your life. And it doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. We will. But friends, Mark 16:19 says, so then after the Lord Jesus spoke to them, he was received up into heaven. Where is he? He's in heaven right now. And he sat down on the right hand of God. You know that you cannot sit down unless you complete the mission. You have to keep on standing and continue doing until that time that you finish the mission. You complete what God had brought you here for. Amen. Would you like to receive this Jesus right now? Say, Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to take away my sins. I know I'm a sinner. And Lord, I want to go and be with you one day. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart, change me, my mind, my head, my heart, my ways. Yes, Lord. And God, I just give you the glory. I thank you in advance for saving me. I thank you for forgiving me. And I also will forgive anyone who hurt me or spoke against me or whatever it is. And Lord, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen and amen.